Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is a Monday morning, and I have with me today our BioAg man. We have Murray Bast. Murray, how are you today? Are you there, Murray?
I am.
There you are. How are you doing today, Murray?
I'm very well, thank you, and you?
I'm doing good. I had a little something that came across my desk last week from the Daily Signal. Now, it's a U.S., and I'm sure that you see some of these comedian shows in the evenings, the late-night talk shows. Well, this is Jimmy Kimmel. Now, I did not watch the late-night talk show. I saw this on the Daily Signal, which comes from the Heritage Foundation here. And he went on the street, Murray, and I sent you the video. I don't know if you got to see it or not. But he went on the street, and he was asking people if they were concerned about GMOs, if they were trying to keep those out of their diets, and if they knew what they were. Did you watch that video? I just sent it this morning, so you might not have had time.
Well, yes, I got to watch it. I had heard all about it on the news. It had actually made the news up here.
Well, it's a little bit embarrassing for us down here that we are that dumb.
Well, it's not just down there, Beth. It's up here, too.
So I thought, well, maybe Murray and I should do a little lesson on GMOs 101. Well, attached to this email... attached to this story from the Daily Signal was the a link to an FDA site, which was the questions and answers on food from genetically engineered plants. Now, some of these people they interviewed, for those of you out there listening and didn't see this video, I do have it on Facebook. I put it there last week. But they didn't even know what GMO stood for. And then something that I really thought was comical and ironic was when Kimmel was done with the interview there, GMO backwards is OMG, which is oh my gosh. So I thought maybe if you wanted to, we just go through this and talk about what GMOs really are.
Well, certainly, Beth. I mean, I'm not the world's expert on this, but I've done a fair bit of reading, and I do consider myself somewhat educated, but let's see how much I do know.
Well, you've got to be better than the folks that were on the street.
Well, yes, because part of our program and part of our process at BioAg is to educate people about things like this and point out where the flaws are, where the flaw in the ointment is, so to speak.
Absolutely. Okay, well, the question and answers from the FDA, and of course, you know how much I trust the FDA. But anyway, the questions and answers here. First question is, what is genetic engineering? And it explains that genetic engineering is the name for certain methods that scientists use to introduce new traits of characteristics to an organism. And I'm going to let you take your side of it there. What is genetic engineering?
Well, genetic, I would go back to the Jimmy Kimmel question. What is GMO, and what does it stand for? And it's an organism that whose genetic material has been altered using genetic engineering techniques. So, in other words, organisms that have been genetically modified would include microorganisms like bacteria, yeast, insects, plants, fish, mammals, that kind of thing. They're a source of genetically modified food, and they're also widely used in scientific research. And of course, as well as that, we are using herbicides and pesticides, which are also being spliced into plants.
Okay, so we know what it is now. Let's go back and see the next one here. Of course, they do that genetic. They do that by engineering. And, you know, the original was an accident of life, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then they were allowed to patent that because they found it. But it was actually, well, we say an accident. It was an adaptation of the plant, of the seed. Okay. And most people probably do not know that. And the second question here is, are foods from genetically engineered plants regulated by the FDA? And, of course, the answer is yes. They are all regulated by the FDA. And they were kind of bragging on themselves there, which we won't brag on the FDA at all. And number three was, are foods from genetically engineered plants safe?
Well, of course they would tell you they're safe.
Yes, they do. That's exactly what they say. Foods from genetically engineered plants, they give a long description here, must meet the same requirements, including safety requirements, as foods from traditional bred plants. You know, so they're going to tell us this is safe. Of course, they do that a lot about some of the chemistry, you know, some of the drugs that come across. You know, the FDA approves them, and next thing you know, a year, 2, 5 years down the road, they're taking them all off the market because they're not safe. I don't know how much research the FDA really does.
Well, see, it's like in Canada, we have our health and welfare department, and I call it wealth and healthcare, because what it boils down to is it's not just the protection of the consumer, it's also the protection of the big companies and helping the big companies to get products onto the marketplace. That it's interesting, Beth, because if you think about it, if they have a herb that say one person gets sick or one person dies, automatically they jump all over it and they take it off the marketplace, and it's just unbelievable what ends they won't go to stop it. But once you have these drugs registered, you can kill umpteen hundreds of people and nothing ever happens.
No, nobody's ever held accountable, are they?
No. They are not, and this is part of the problem. So if we go back to the genetic modification, it involves what people need to understand is that it involves the mutation, the insertion, or the deletion of genes. Inserted genes usually come from a different species in a form of horizontal gene transfer. What that means is that we're taking it from another source or another species, and we're injecting it into a totally foreign species. So in nature, what they have to do is attach the gene to a virus or physically insert the extra DNA into the nucleus of the intended host with a very small syringe, or the use of electroporation, that is introducing DNA from one organism into the cell of another by the use of an electronic pulse, or with very small particles fired from a gene gun. So this is basically the way in which they make this happen. It would not happen under normal, natural conditions.
It sounds yummy.
It certainly does.
You just put it so beautifully there. Well, of course, their fourth question is, how is the safety of this food from genetically engineered plants evaluated? Of course, it goes on here to say the safety of food from genetically engineered plants is a comprehensive process that includes several steps. Generally, the developer identifies the distinguishing attributes of new genetic traits and assesses whether any new material that a person consumed in food made from the genetically engineered plants could be toxic or allergenic. And there's more. It goes on with that just a little bit. And the fifth question is, why do developers genetically engineer plants, and which has FDA evaluated for safety? But they always want to put it in there, the FDA's evaluated, it's okay. But why did they do this in the first place? Well, we're going into a break, Murray. Hang on. I really think this is a good show. We're going to have to do the GMO 101 more than once, probably, for it to soak into lots of us, our little brains. But I just thought, when I was watching that Man on the Street interview, I thought, he's not interviewing any of my listeners. We'll be right back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, 877-895-5410. Murray Bast is my guest today, GMOs 101. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative. Representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with me our good friend Murray Bass with BioAg, where they're working with nature naturally, and we're not talking GMOs there, that's for sure and for certain. You can visit their website and look at their products and just see all their research there at bio-ag.com. You put the W's in front, but they don't make you do that anymore. It's just bio, B-I-O-ag. .com, or you can give them a call at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Murray, I just thought that this would be the perfect time to put some of these questions out there for the listeners. Again, your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. If you want to talk about GMOs. But why do they develop this? Why did they develop the genetically engineered plants?
Well, I part of it is because they can, and the other part is the other part is that they have been granted the right to patent certain types of GMOs, which means that in essence, Beth, they can control the food supply of the world.
And I think that's part of what bothers me with some of this is now that it's patented, when a farmer buys the seed, And we really don't know the long range plan. Short range, it's not really looking too healthy.
No,
they've not been on the scene that long.
But I think one of the things that people, of course, we're so bombarded with everything these days, and people are busy trying to make a living, so they really don't understand what it is that's going on and how it works. And of course, if we think about this, there is hardly a human being in the North American continent that, if they did stool samples, would not show genetically modified organisms within the body.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, like I was starting to say, I think what bothers me is the way that this has altered farming. Some people believe it's good. Like I said, the long-range research we don't have yet. Short range, it's not really looking all that healthy. Perhaps they can produce more at this time. Perhaps that makes the farming a little easier at this time. But some of the things that it has taken from the farmer is they can't reuse their own seed.
Of course, not legally.
This
goes back to controlling the food supply. Farmers actually, with any of these companies, whether it's with DuPont or Dow or Monsanto, I mean, all these companies require farmers to sign an end user certificate that it will only be used for that crop year, and of course the farmer cannot legally keep any of that seed.
And I think that's what bothers me most of all. After they've purchased it, paid pretty high dollars for it, they do the planting, they do the nurturing, and they take care of it, and they do the harvesting. And they can sell the product, but they can't reuse the product.
Well, this is exactly what is of course going on. Now, where it's going to get more interesting is that if you remember, they started out with a genetic modification of Dolly the sheep, and of course, what they were heading for is genetic modification within the livestock species. And in Canada, we had a hog called the Enviro Pig, and it was an enhanced line of Yorkshire pigs in Canada, created with the capacity of digesting plant phosphorus more efficiently than conventional Yorkshire pigs. And of course, the project ended in 2012. So they have been trying to get this into the animal kingdom, but there's been a lot more resistance than there has been to the plant kingdom.
Well, let's talk a little bit then, because you've got some of the information in front of you. Well, maybe not in front of you, but you've done some of the research. But when I say short-term research, I mean the GMOs and this, we haven't had a long time to do a lot of research or the analysis on the long-term effects or benefits either way on this. So what do we have in front of us about this, Murray?
Well, there's a couple of things, Beth. I guess part of it is the if any of your listeners are at all familiar, there's a guy by the name of Dr. Mercola. Mercola points out very aptly some of the problems that are going on with the hidden epidemic that's destroying our gut flora. And of course, that happens through the change in the genetic structure and in the bacterial structure of the soil, and what trace minerals actually go into the food that is grown from genetically modified seed. And of course, in this kind of environment, we're finding that it's becoming more and more clear all the time that the levels of ADD and ADHD, there's some connection now starting to show that it ties into genetically modified food.
Well, one of the other questions on here, while we're talking about the food, is which foods are made from genetically engineered plants? And it says the majority of genetically engineered plants are corn, canola, soybean, and cotton. But we know it's going even farther than that. But then it says such ingredients include cornstarch in soups and sauces, corn syrup as generally purpose sweeteners, and cottonseed oil, canola oil, soybean oil, and mayonnaise, salad dressing, cereals, breads, and snack foods. There's probably not anything we can buy that doesn't have it in it.
Well, that's exactly what I said, what I was referring to when I was talking about the fact that if they do stool samples, which they're starting to do now, genetically modified organisms are just about in everyone's system in the North American continent.
Unless you go to organic growing plants and manufacturers or producers, and that's one way to try and do. That's a lot of work, though. I mean, you can't just go to the grocery store. You can't. I mean, it's getting more and more difficult for us to take control of it ourselves, isn't it?
Very much so. And even if you do organic, Beth, they're getting more and more. They have the ability to have a certain percentage of contamination allowed. It's allowable. Even if you eat totally organically, you're probably still going to get some of the stuff.
Amazing. Well, let's talk about what you're doing there with BioAg to help make things healthier and use nature naturally, as you say.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we have tried to do, we have sourced as much as we possibly can in terms of ingredients that we put into all of our mineral premixes, whether it's vitamin A, D, and E, B vitamins, whether it's our chelate complexes, whether it's any products of any kind that we use in any of our mixes. We are very fastidious about what we do in terms of checking them out and researching them to try to minimize the risk of any contamination for those people that are of the same persuasion that I am, that this is not a healthy thing to have in our diets.
Well, and like we talked the last time we had you on, we were talking about the best of both worlds. I mean, surely we can glean from both sides of this, but I think what makes it difficult is for the consumer to actually know what they're purchasing. And the farmers and the ranchers, they're having a lot of trouble with getting non-GMO seed to plant. And we're going into a break, but I want to talk a little bit more about that. If you can hang on with me, I know we talked about only doing half show, but if you can hang on with me, let's talk about that a little bit more if we could, Murray.
Sure thing, Beth.
Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Murray Bass. We're talking about GMOs. We're talking about working with nature naturally. BioAg.com. That's bio-ag.com, or give them a call at 1-800-363-5278, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, Plus, her real buckaroo calendar. All for only $40. It's CJ's Trifecta Package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, brushstrokes and balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The Trifecta for $40 and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Murray Bast. He's with BioAg. You can visit their website by going to bio-ag.com or give them a call at 1-800-363-5278. Let them show you. Let them help you do the very best you can on your farm and your ranch as you work with nature naturally. We have a caller from Texas. We have Susan. Susan, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about 2 things that happened to near my community. I live about, I don't know, maybe 35 miles from College Station and Texas A&M. They do a lot of ag research there.
Of course.
And down the road from me, in a little town called Bastrop, a cattle herd died after the 3rd year of eating GMO grass that self-mutated. And I think the product that killed them was cyanide came into it. Now, it was on the internet. It could be looked up, but, you know, that would be one thing. The other thing that happened was a farmer's natural cornfield was planted, and it cross-pollinated with a cornfield that was under research or study, you know, for whatever group was doing it.
Yes.
You can look that up on the internet, too. And the farmer's natural crop had to be retained and prevented from going out to the market for people to eat because it was rumored, again, you'd have to look this up, that there was a virus in that genetically modified corn that was being sent to feed people in Africa.
Okay.
You'd have to look that up.
Okay. Well, we know some of those stories. Murray, you want to address some of that?
I'm going to just hang up.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's interesting because that's exactly what I was saying, Beth, about cross-contamination and how even if you have a crop that you can cross-pollinate, this can happen very, very quickly and very easily. They say you need I think it's half a mile or something that there is between crops. Well, we know for a fact that the wind can carry pollen for miles, and so you cannot, according to the FDA and according to Ag Canada, you cannot control this like they say you can. It is definitely a very real threat, and it's happening every year that we plant a crop.
Well, and we know I've had on the Oscoda folks with the organic, and they've been fighting some of this for a long time, where their crops, which are organic, get contaminated by the other, and you know it'll end up that the seed provider or seller or company will sue the genetically modified engineered ones, will sue the farmer for the cross-pollination when it's the opposite way around. I mean, it doesn't seem to work both directions, and that is something that I feel is another attack on our farmers and our ranchers.
Well, very definitely. We see time and time again that one of the things that we tried to get accomplished was that if there is contamination, that they would not have the right to go after the farmer for having genetically modified crops. And, of course, they lobbied the government up here, and they managed to get away with the fact that they don't have to do anything for anybody. I mean, and they can still go to work and come after that farmer. So, in essence, they have become so powerful, and of course, if you look at when they go for these approvals from government can't even properly research their claims because of the fact that they have patents, and they would be infringing on these companies' rights.
Well, and they go after the farm and supply folks, and, you know, they used to, it's been a... I mean, for years and years and years, they've done where they clean the seed, and they go after them for that because normally when you clean the seed, it's because you're going to reuse it. And they go after them and want all their records against these farmers and ranchers. And it just goes on and on and on with things that are just not, they're not quite right. And it upsets me to see the farmers and the ranchers get attacked and bullied in that way. And I guess it's happening in Canada as well.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, the case of Percy Schmeiser out in Saskatchewan was a case in point. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, and Schmeiser lost, but the Monsanto wanted money paid for the trial, and of course the Supreme Court didn't give them that. Did not give Monsanto that right to collect the costs of the court case. But nevertheless, it goes to show how powerful some of these companies have become. and their political clout and their ability to have a revolving door program where one day the guy works for the government agency and the next day he's working for one of these big chemical companies.
Mm. Interesting, isn't it? Always comes, seems to come around, doesn't it? Well, you know, another thing that's going on, when you mentioned the control of food, you know, and I'm gonna veer a little sideways here, because I don't know if you're aware of what's going on or if you're having the same issues there in Canada of Codex Alimentarius here in the United States, where they're trying to regulate and get control over our vitamins and our minerals that you can go into a drugstore or whatever, you know, a health food store, and you can buy some vitamins and supplements and such. And they're trying to get control over that because they don't want you to control your own health or your own food. Do you have that problem there in Canada?
Yes, we already have adapted Codex Alimentarius up here in Canada, believe it or not.
It's just craziness, isn't it? And then, of course, we have here, and I don't know how your school lunches are up there, but there's been a big force from the White House, and it was Michelle Obama, that thought we should do better with the school lunches. And what we've done is we've gone downhill. We're not providing the children with enough food. We're not providing them with food they will actually eat. I mean, as a mother, you've got to at least put something in front of them that they're actually going to eat. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time and money and effort. And what they show here on this article that I have is a couple of pieces of lunch meat, just plain, two packages of crackers, a piece of cheese, and two pieces of cauliflower. And that was the lunch for a teenager. And that's not enough for a teenager. And I'll tell you what, a couple of pieces of slimy lunch meat sitting there is not very appetizing to me. I wouldn't eat that lunch. But it seems like they seem to all know what's best for us. I'm sure you're dealing with the same type of governing there as we are here. And I'm just kind of tired of it, aren't you?
Well, certainly, Beth, it's becoming very real. And what we've seen over the years is the fact that in Canada here especially, we have muzzled our scientists. They can no longer speak out. And as a result, we have created more and more bureaucracies regulating the communication. And, of course, it's very tightly regulated by the government. And so the bureaucracy keeps on growing and getting bigger. And they always, like you say, seem to know what's best for us. And it's almost like they're working at dumbing us down to get to the lowest common denominator of IQ that they can possibly get.
Well, and keep us uninformed, you know, just like this thing with the FDA. And some of it's truth, but not all of it. And it's not necessarily complete. Obviously, we don't have complete data. They haven't been around that long.
Well, see, this is the problem. I mean, they control. If you just as an example.
Okay, I'm gonna look. Can you hang on for the entire show? I want to talk about this a little bit more. We're getting ready to go into a break.
Sure thing, Ben.
877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent. We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Murray, I know we talked about only doing half a show today, but we've just been covering so much information, and I just felt like, you know, tomorrow I have a free day. It's just me, and we'll cover the news then. But today I want to talk about this because I think this is news. This has to do with our health. This has to do with our food. And this is something that it is the common denominator for all of us. It's our food. And to know, you know, to be educated. We were talking about the dumbing down of the people. Well, if you keep information from them, they don't have a chance. And a lot of it is they'll give you part of the information, but they won't give you all of the information. They don't want to mark the food as to what's in it for us. And it's just going on and on and on here. And I'm sure that you're dealing with some of the same governing issues there, like I said earlier. But I think that you are doing a great work there. I know that BioAg is really, you know, I know it's a coined phrase, working with nature naturally, but I know you're really doing that. You've put a lot of time and research throughout your life into this, and you gave us the story where it started back where your wife was very ill and you started researching things. And, you know, there's so much that we can do at home for ourselves, and it seems like the government or those powers that be, they want to control how much we can actually control for our own selves, you know, and it just kind of infuriates me.
Yeah, well, for sure, Beth. I mean, if you think about it, when I talked about this dumbing down, Dr. Huber, who has done a tremendous amount of work, made the comment when he was up here that, as crazy as it sounds, researchers can't perform whatever safety studies on GE foods that they see fit because of the way the red tape has been put in place. Mm. They could easily be found guilty of breaking the law by performing research on a patented product. And so it's the same with farmers. If you read the technology agreement that the farmer has to sign, he can't even do research on his own farm to compare whether his crop or this product is better than another one without violating the terms of the technology agreement.
Wow, that is crazy. We have a caller I want to go to real quick. We have Granny from New Mexico. Granny, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, well, anyhow, we have relatives in the Middle West that are involved in various grain farming, and we've noticed over the years that the ones, in order to survive, have to be cultivating larger and larger and larger a number of acres in order to essentially make the same living that they did, let's say, 30 years ago, on a much smaller acreage, and it seems to be because of the GMO-type corn and soybeans and so on, and I wondered if you could comment on that.
Okay, yes. Murray?
Yeah, part of it, that's part of it. In general, it's just been, they call this efficiency. I mean, I don't know what anybody else's definition of efficiency is, but if you have to farm 10,000 acres to make a living, there's something wrong with this picture. I mean, if you start to look at where true wealth comes from, it comes from natural resources, mineral, metals, agriculture, that kind of thing is what starts. And when we go to work and we keep narrowing the amount of money made, we're actually cheating ourselves in the long run, because that has a multiplier effect on the economy. And unfortunately, yes, the lady was correct. GMOs are part of this process, but it's a much larger picture.
And, of course, we're led to believe that the crop is going to produce more per acre, and it's turning out to be the other way around because things are kind of taking a turn the other direction, aren't they, Murray?
Well, certainly they are, and unfortunately, if you think about it, they've now got farmers down to the point where they're like 2% of the population, Beth. I mean, we have absolutely no political clout. We have no power of any kind whatsoever anywhere, much as we like to think we do.
You know, here in America, we like to say, well, I don't like to say it, but it's one of my phrases that, you know, rural America is under attack. And when I say that, I'm talking about the farmers and the ranchers and the producers. And, of course, small businesses have been under attack as well. But is it the same there in Canada? Do you feel like, apparently you do, or you wouldn't have made the statement you just said, that the farmers and the ranchers are becoming the minority? Not only that, they're making it harder and harder for you to make a living and to be independent.
Well, it certainly is a fact. I mean, little companies like ours, we have a daunting task ahead of us to stay in business, because they continue to get more and more companies eating the other company up and becoming larger and becoming bigger. And little guys like us have to be very nimble, be very quick, and of course do our research to be able to present the other side of the fence. It is what it is, and I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying it's difficult for farmers and, like you said, small business people to stay in business.
It's the path we have right now, and we're going to have to do the best we can with it, aren't we?
Well, it sure seems like it.
Well, you know, farming has taken on a lot of changes just since. And like I said, you know, I've told my listening audience before, I actually grew up in the city and came to the country and married a farmer. And we're no longer farming. We had to sell out in the 80s after, well, the 80s were bad in general, but we lost our home in a fire. And it just seemed like the time to make a change. And sometimes we regret it. Sometimes we think, well, that's just the path that God gave us, and that's where we had to go. And, you know, it's I've seen a lot of changes in just the few years that I've been in this part of the country, and knowing the farmers and the ranchers and knowing these folks around here. And, you know, we see it. They've learned a lot. They've learned a lot of what to do, and now this other has come to be, and it seemed like a good idea, and now we're wondering if it really was at all. And we're just about out of time. Murray, I want to give your information again. You can visit them at bio-ag.com or give them a call at 1-800-363-5278. Anything to sum it up here in about 30 seconds, Murray?
Well, I do think people have to learn to educate themselves. They have to be able to look and read and put this information to practical use in their own life.
Absolutely. Educate and activate. That's what we've got to do. Thank you, Murray, for all that you do there with BioAg, and thank you for being a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. Folks, we're not alone in this fight, and we've got to come together here and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you.
CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.